Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, hour number 3 on a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow Rob and me on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the Gram. And the NFL season has kicked off. Of course, exhibitions, preseason. But the Steelers and the Cowboys, two of the flagship franchises of the league, are playing in the Hall of Fame game, and it hasn't been very exciting yet. It's 3-0 Cowboys midway through the second quarter. Most of the top players are not playing, but hey.
Preseason football is hard to watch. It really is.
Real talk.
You could love the game. We've talked about this before, Chris. You could love football, but just watching – I mean, most exhibitions aren't great, but I just preseason football, and maybe it's because the regulars don't play, you know what I mean? And it's a lot of backups, and people are trying to get out of the game healthy, right? Because you could get hurt on every play.
Yeah, it's just more it's so just, in football than any other sport.
That's why I think it's hard to play that. That's why the Pro Bowl is hard. Those things just don't translate because you don't want to get hurt.
They really should eliminate the Pro Bowl. The game, you know what I mean? Have them do something else.
Just call them all pros and have a dinner and have people stand up.
You could have a show, you know, like something like that. Well, people will watch that, you know, highlights. They actually should probably turn that, Rob, into some type of award show.
Right, just do it as an award show. I agree.
Award winners, yeah, because you're right. The game is useless. They might as well be out there playing touch football or flag football or something like that. So, all right, we got Michael Lee, friend of both myself and Rob. Washington Post sports enterprise and reporter, covered the NBA for a long time, about 2 decades. And we will talk to him, lots to get into with him in the NBA. Speaking of the NBA, Rob, Kevin Durant He's saving Team USA. And it's not just him. All right. These guys are getting after it. Rob, Drew Holiday's look good. Devin Booker had 20 points last night. You know, they Draymond Green has actually played pretty well. Didn't do a ton last night, but he's been okay. I mean, they're a team. But, Rob, they were down 15 in the second quarter, midway through the second quarter, Australia last night. And they all, Dame Dalla, Damian Lillard, the superstar of the Portland Trailblazers, clutch shooter, Zach LaVine, the star of the Chicago Bulls, the upstart Chicago Bulls that some think are about to rise now that they got Lonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan. Zach LaVine's their man. Chris Middleton, the go-to guy for the world champion Milwaukee Bucks. Bam Adebayo, who helped get Miami to the finals last year. Devin Booker, who was the go-to guy for Phoenix, which reached the NBA Finals this year.
You know what you sound like? You sound like you're prep, like you're hyping up for WWE, you know, like wrestling, like you're hyping the players up.
I'm hyping them up because this makes it this much more impressive, Rob, that when push came to shove, when the backs were against the wall, they all looked to one guy. All those all-stars looked to one guy, Kevin Durant. And he delivered. He scored, you know, bucket after bucket, mid-range, three-pointer, baseline, elbow, and he brought him back. And they next thing you know, they're within four at halftime, and then they're up big in the third quarter, and Kevin Durant winds up with 23 points and 9 boards. And Rob, I'm not going to call him the best player in the world necessarily. That he's arguably that, obviously. But he is the best scorer in the world. And if I need a bucket, like I'm not talking about the last shot. There are a few guys you can argue about with that. But if in the course of the game, fourth quarter, third quarter, second quarter, whatever, when I need buckets, there is nobody I'd rather go to than Kevin Durant. Nobody.
I'm with you. I just think that he can score so many ways. He's a great shooter. Can handle the basketball, can make free throws, all the things you need, Chris. You know, like, yep. I need a basket or I need points. He's going to get it for you. It's not like, well, if he doesn't make the shot, I mean, I don't know, because if they foul him, you know what I mean? There's a chance we might get zero this time down. No, you're going to get a bucket or you're going to get two free throws or whatever it is. He is that guy. He really is. And I know the Nets lost, and he had an incredible shot to tie the game. He thought it was a game winner, right? But it wasn't. His foot was on the line. He's the guy. And I don't think anybody, any coach you say in the NBA, who do you want to get you a bucket? It would be hard to not want to pick Kevin Durant at this point.
Right. I mean, if you're talking absolute last shot,
right, just a
certainly
bucket.
Durant's
I need a bucket.
In the conversation, but you can throw Dame in there. You can throw Kyrie in there. You know, a few others. But, yeah, a bucket at any point in the game is Kevin Durant. LeBron, you know, he would – even though LeBron was never a great shooter, Rob, I think there's a point in time where he could have been that guy, you know, because he could get to the hole and he's either going to get fouled or score. And he was a decent – you know, always been a decent shooter, you know, since he kind of maybe midway through his career. You could go to Luka. I think Luka is a guy that, you know, you feel confident with the ball in his hands. Kawhi is a great mid-range player. A lot of people say his mid-range game reminds them of Michael Jordan. You know, there's guys, obviously Steph with the threes, but Kevin Durant, man, he's literally – like, you just got to do the best you can and hope he misses. That's it. You're not blocking his shot. You're not going to stop him from getting it off. You just do the best you can and go to Kevin Durant. All right. But, Rob, we are going to move on. And there's something brewing in Philly, and it ain't pretty. We know how the season ended for Ben Simmons. afraid to shoot the ball, passed up a big-time layup or dunk, whatever it would, he would have done with it, to pass to Matisse Thybulle late in that series against Atlanta. They obviously lose to Atlanta in the second round. Very disappointing season for the Sixers. Doc Rivers, after the series, questions whether or not he can win a championship with Ben Simmons as his point guard. Joel Embiid points out the play. You know, like when he, that was the turning point when we passed up that layup, you know. And
when the six foot ten guy at the rim passed up a basket.
Ben Simmons, you know, the talk was has been should the Sixers trade him? And now there are reports that Ben don't want to go back, that Ben has cut off all communication with the Sixers. He's not talking to him. He's not answering Joel Embiid's calls.
You know how I get him to call us if I was in the organization? And I don't know how they do it, Chris. Some people get paid, right? Players only during the season. Some people get paid throughout 12 months. Am I right? Like, some people can have it either way when you get paid.
Some get their whole check at the beginning of the year. You know?
Right. It's different ways of getting paid. But if he was getting it for the 12 months, I would stop payment on the check, and then I bet you he would call. I bet you he'd pick up the phone and call. It's unprofessional.
You're right. I mean, and now they are in touch with his agent, Rich Paul, but
– Nah, I'm paying you. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you.
That's part of your job.
Yes.
If I need to talk to you about something, that's part of your job.
Yes.
You can't just ignore me.
Just exactly. I would have a problem with that, Chris. I don't want somebody calling me every 5 minutes or every day. But if your boss, if Scott calls, we got to talk to him at some point, right?
You can't just ignore. Exactly. No doubt about it. And here's the thing, Rob. I agree with everything you just said. But beyond that, I think this is problematic. And look, I've talked to GMs recently who say, I'd love to have Ben Simmons. Like, you know, so there are some that don't want him there because, hey, yo, I don't want nobody that ain't going to shoot, that's scared to shoot. So it's varied opinion around the league. But there are a good number of guys that still want him. And this, Rob, this don't look good, though, if I'm a team interested in Ben Simmons. I'm not saying it's going to stop me from trading for him and all that, but it's certainly not helping his value on the market because, to me, Rob, you're not looking in the mirror. I get it. Doc Rivers may have upset you with that comment, right? I get that. I get it. Joel Embiid may have upset you with that comment. Okay. But at some point, I do have to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I didn't deliver. I didn't only not deliver, Rob. I didn't just miss shots. I didn't just have a bad game. I didn't want to shoot the basketball.
Right.
I ran from the basketball. I missed free throw after free throw after free throw. Like, I got to look. Come on, Rob. I'm not saying, I don't care who you are. I don't care how great you think you are or maybe how great you actually are. Everybody has got to be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what? It's on me. If it is on you, right? Michael Jordan, what did we see in The Last Dance, Rob? When they kept getting beat by Detroit, what did he say? I wasn't strong enough. I couldn't take the pounding. I had to go in the weight room and hit the weights. What did LeBron do after he lost to Dallas, largely because he didn't show up?
He ripped the fans. Oh, no, that's something else.
Well, that too, but he stayed in his room for 2 weeks. And he came, looked in the mirror and said, I talked to those guys during that time. I got to be a better person. I mean, they went that deep. LeBron went that deep. I got to be a better person, a better father, a better husband. Oh, he wasn't married at that time, but better boyfriend, whatever. Like, he looked that deep. Something's up. I got to fix this. And Ben Simmons is not I think, Rob, I haven't talked to him. But this type of act where you acting like the Sixers are at fault, again, Fine, they made a few bad comments. But Ben, you got to look in the mirror, man, and say, I didn't get it done. And I'm gonna work on whatever I got to work on to get it done next time.
No, I agree. And it, you don't have to be perfect. No one's asking you that everything goes right. You just got to be held accountable that you want to make an improvement. You're a young guy. You have your whole career in front of you. It ain't over, right? But to retreat and to act like you just don't want to be bothered, dude, we don't want to be bothered with paying you. Seriously. Like, if you're not going to be engaged.
If I'm paying you,
right?
Absolutely.
If you're not going to be engaged in this, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. And you can't. I'm sorry. I don't care how talented you are. Sometimes, Chris, you got to say, well, this is not going to work with us. We can hold on to him because he's a talent. And be afraid of letting him go somewhere else. But if he can't work with us, we're not going to win anyway. I'm like, seriously.
Look, they're trying to trade him. And, you know, Daryl Morey's custom since he's been in the league is to ask high. And he's asking for outlandish stuff that there's no way they're getting. But he's going to come down. He's hoping that Damian Lillard will become available or Bradley Beal. So I think they're gonna trade him. And here's the other thing, Rob. Ben Simmons is saying he wants to play for a team in California. He doesn't want to play for Portland. What's the other one, Rob G? He doesn't want to play for Portland. Who else? He doesn't want to play for Toronto. He wants to play for a California team. Obviously, the Lakers don't have anything to get him. The Clippers don't have really anything to get him. So you're looking at Golden State. But Rob, honestly, I'm like, dude. We're going to trade you to what's best for us, especially when you aren't even talking to us. I mean, we're going to do that anyway. But, Ben, this isn't smart because if Ben – you know, Rob, sometimes a team will work with you, right? Now, I still think they got to do what's best for them. But I think, Rob, if Damian Lillard goes to Portland and says, look, can you guys – let's work out a trade. I really – you know, I'm getting older. I want to play for a championship team. I want to play for a champion. I think they'll work with him. They'll try at least to get him to a. Remember, Oklahoma City got Chris Paul to Phoenix. Like, you know, there are instances where a team will try when you behave professionally. So I don't even think Ben is helping his cause in that regard.
But
Rob,
you said it. You got to act professionally. I'm not going to bend over backwards or do something for you when you're not being cooperative or trying to help the situation. It looks bad that he won't talk to them. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like that makes it harder to think that this guy, what makes somebody think that if he's acting like that to them and they're paying him $40 million a year, what's he going to do when he comes here?
Yep. Absolutely. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're throwing it out to you. What do you guys think about this Ben Simmons in Philadelphia situation? Is he mishandling the whole thing? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's a TV theme song Thursday, and this is my favorite superhero.
That's your, yeah, that's your show, Batman.
Yep, that was my favorite superhero show. What was yours?
I think I like Superman better. You know why, Chris?
Why?
He was a newspaper reporter, Clark Kent. Seriously.
I should have known that.
I always wanted to be a newspaper reporter.
I should have known that. Right, yep. Right. I should have known that. All right. We got Michael Lee from the Washington Post coming up in about 8 minutes. But first, it's your time to shine. What do you think about this Ben Simmons situation, the way he's handling things in Philadelphia? And should the Sixers trade him? Where would you like to see him go?
All right, let's kick it off with Thomas in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just want to say, Ben Simmons, this is all on him from a basketball standpoint. You're the $40 million man, you're a clutch sport client, and you're the only one who don't get buckets out of all them guys that Rich Paul represents.
Yep.
And you got to step up and put the ball in the hole. You can play defense, you can pass the rock. But you got to get buckets, especially in the playoffs when it gets tough and is down to nitty gritty. Big dollar men, you got to play big. That's all there is to it. And if they're going to trade him, who cares where he wants to go? Get what's best for you in that team and build around Embiid and keep it going.
I'm with you. I'm not looking out for him at all.
No doubt.
With you.
And again, if he wants to work with us, then I'm more compelled to do it. But at the end of the day, I'm doing what's best for us.
Right, you got to do
exactly.
What's best for the organization.
Thanks
right. Thomas. Appreciate the call. What about Tony in Oakland, where I'll be heading next weekend? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, fellas, how are we doing?
Doing
good. Brother. How are you?
Good. I mean, I think how Ben Simmons is reacting, he's making himself look like an overrated basketball player. I mean, I know he has great tangibles, like passing the ball and being able to drive. But if you clog the lanes, I mean, he's kind of worthless. In my opinion, as a Warrior fan, I wouldn't want him on our team. We don't really need him. So I think he's just acting like a spoiled brat that he was raised to be. And I really hope that he doesn't get traded and he has to deal with the Philadelphia fans up his neck about not being able to shoot. And in my opinion, I think Shaquille O'Neal is a better free throw shooter than he'll ever be. All right,
wow.
So let's have a good day.
Wow. Believe it or not, he has been, or certainly was, this postseason. Shaq was never that bad, Rob. Like,
no, you're right. I mean,
from the ball.
Right,
you know?
Right. Shaq would get up there, Chris, and put him up. You know what I mean?
Like Giannis. You know,
right.
And
Giannis overcame it. He might revert to it.
That's the thing. Like, Giannis.
He overcame it.
Rob, Giannis was shooting air balls like
every
other day.
If you remember Brooklyn, the start, you know, in that series, you remember early on, it was embarrassing.
Yep. And he still, you know, was mentally tough enough to keep getting fouled, right?
No doubt.
And so you got to give him credit.
Max in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
What's up, guys? Appreciate you. This is the clutch sports mentality for me. Don't want to shoot free throws in the fourth or don't want to take the big shots in the fourth. You guys got to look into the accountability mirror. Some guys are stars. Some guys are box office. But guys like Simmons, they're just rotten tomatoes. And I think a guy like him would be fortunate to go to a Bucks where you could be the second, third, or even fourth option and just be happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can build around him if you put shooters around him. And then in the half court, he can play inside. But when you got a guy like Embiid that's going to be inside, then Ben is not going to be able to play with him. And I'm seeing all these highlights, right? You've seen these Instagram posts where he's shooting jumpers against whoever. I don't know who in the world he's playing against.
Against nobody, right.
Right. You look at a bunch of dudes at the YMCA or whatever. I don't want to see that. And if I'm Ben, I'm like, don't put that out. Because it just makes you look worse.
Right. Like, why are you doing it there? But when they need you to do it, you're not doing it. Or you're 6'10" and you're at the basket and you don't want to put up a shot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He got to look in the mirror, man. That's what's upsetting to me. Look in the mirror. Nobody should be so arrogant that you can't look in the mirror and admit when you're wrong. And again, they've done things wrong. Yeah, Doc's comment, Joel Embiid. But look in the mirror. Bottom line, you didn't get it done. And, Rob, this is about getting it done, right? At the end of the day, it's about getting it done. Period. The end.
And, 100%.
You know? So, all right, we got our man Michael Lee, Washington Post, coming up in a moment. But first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our next guest, longtime friend of both of ours, did a great job covering the NBA for many years. Now he's an enterprise reporter for the Washington Post.
Nobody our covers man Michael Lee. There.
What's up, man?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I'm over here laughing, man, with y'all talking about RG3, man. Y'all got me busting out laughing.
Bro,
over
I'm
here.
Trying to act like he don't want to go at RG3.
What? I don't. I just said he's a broadcaster now. Like, we should have him on the show. And just talk. We could talk it out.
That would be uncomfortable.
No, it wouldn't.
I would be very uncomfortable.
Like, Mike, would you listen if you heard that he was joining the Odd
listen,
Couple?
But
oh yeah, I'm grabbing a popcorn.
See, hey, I believe it.
As long as it's not in person, I don't want y'all in the same room, man.
Nah.
RG3.
We're all good, man. I'm over it.
Have you talked to him since then?
No.
Had you ever? I don't know if you ever had talked to him before, but
yeah, no.
Okay.
Let's all right. Good.
But anyway, we're going to get to some basketball with Michael Lee. Let's start with the Lakers. That's the big story. How do you think this is going to fit? And they're old, too. So what are your thoughts on these Lakers?
Well, I think so much is made about the age of all these guys. But they're the role players. This all is going to come down to one guy, Anthony Davis. He's the one person that isn't talked about enough. You talk about LeBron's age. You talk about Russell Westbrook, his ability to fit. Is he going to be able to take a role as a third, option?
Right.
But the key is going to be, is Anthony Davis going to be healthy? Because people forget, he's the man who single-handedly changed the dynamic for the Lakers. He's the one that elevated them to championship contender. He's the one that drove the whole push to winning that championship in the bubble. LeBron got finals MVP, but he's not winning finals MVP if he doesn't have Anthony Davis on his team. So everybody that's joining with the Lakers right now, they're not going to go anywhere if Anthony Davis doesn't play to that MVP level. So with the pressures on him, if he can play that way and he can carry them, then they'll be fine. But if he can't, then every issue that you talk about in terms of chemistry and age, that stuff's going to play out and be a problem. But the key is going to be Anthony Davis. If he's healthy and fine, they'll be fine.
I'll agree that he has to be healthy, but I think there's more than that. I think LeBron's been hurt 2 of the 3 years there. Anthony Davis is always hurt. When you start to look at some of these other pieces and these ages or whatnot, we see healthy young guys who can't get through an NBA season. I think there's a cause for concern that you could have a mass unit, and maybe Anthony Davis is there, but who else is there with them? And I think that's that's a problem.
Of course. I mean, when you look at it, like, who's going to carry the load when LeBron's not on the floor? You know, who's going to be the guy? I think the addition of Russell Westbrook takes a lot of pressure off of them because he's going to bring it 82. He's going to bring it hard. He's going to go hard, and he's going to compete. Doesn't matter what, you know, game it is, who the opponent is, what the record is. He's been that way from the minute he entered the league. You know, he doesn't care who he's going up against. He's just out there playing hard. And that's the type of energy and force they needed. So adding him is an important piece because the nights LeBron can't go, the nights maybe AD's not going to be on top of his game, you know, Russ is going to be full energy. And he's going to be able to compensate for a lot of shortcomings for a lot of guys because his ability to go hard. You know, their depth and age, it is a concern. But I think it all, again, comes down to AD.
Mike, you're out there in D.C., so you know the Wizards And look, I'm impressed with Bradley Beal's loyalty. And maybe he loves D.C. I think D.C. is a great city.
I call D.C. NBA Siberia now. That's what
but
it is.
Yeah, I like the city. I mean, and maybe he likes living there. I wouldn't mind living there if I wasn't living in Jersey and New York. But I think he should ask for a trade. You know, and be polite. I mean, work with him. But talk to them about getting you to a contender. I actually think he should be pointing to Philadelphia or Golden State. But what do you think, where does this go? I mean, why is he so loyal to D.C.? Is he just content averaging 30 and going out in the first round of the playoffs, if they even make the playoffs? Or what do you, how do you think this, why is this situation as it is and he's sticking with the Wizards?
5 years, $250-plus million.
So get his contract and then demand, ask for a trade?
I think that that's what it comes down to.
Really?
I think that,
wow.
I mean, think about it. There is no reason for him to stay there other than them being able to give him the largest extension possible. You know, they haven't done anything to produce a winner over the last 3 years. They don't have a team that looks like it's going to be good on paper going into next year. So what else is there to keep him there other than the money? You know, I think – there was an appeal to like being the man and being able to carry an organization and being the frontline star. But what has that gotten him or the organization?
Right.
I mean, honestly, I think the organization should look to move him because the ceiling for this team with him as their best player isn't high at all.
Right.
So I think that last year when they traded John Wall, they should have just got off to Bradley Beal too, just for the sake of the organization. But I think they also feel like, well, we got a star who wants to stay. Kind of less cold-blooded if we just trade him off too, but it'd be in his best interest from a basketball perspective to leave. But from a financial perspective, he's not going to make that money anywhere else. You know, he's not going to be paid to that extent anywhere else. And that money, that is very appealing. That's generational money. That's and you can't just sniff at passing up $60 million. A lot of guys have done it. Anthony Davis did it to go to L.A. You know, a lot of guys say, you know, I'll just – you know, I don't care about
you're
the money.
You're still getting
just,
a big ton of fun. Money, but not quite as much.
Right. But that kind of money is humongous. And I think that's really what's not being discussed as much as it needs to be. Because
what?
He knows he doesn't have a chance to win there, but he can get paid like nowhere else.
We were just talking about Ben Simmons. And, you know, he's not the front office can't reach him. He won't call anybody back. Just totally unprofessional, but what do you see the future for him? I mean, he hasn't owned it or said, hey, I need to get better. I'm going to work at it or do what I got to do. What does the future hold for him?
Until he's willing to listen to somebody and until somebody's willing to give him the truth, he's going to be doing the same thing. And I think that, you know, he's a phenomenal player, great defensive player, great in transition. But we know his flaws, and his flaws have been brought out to the forefront every year he's been in the postseason. And he's done nothing to address that because there's been nothing to force him to address it. The shame of being embarrassed and called out by fans and the media all these years has done nothing to inspire him to get better. Nobody is in his corner telling him the truth. Nobody is telling him what he has to do, and he's not willing to do it. And I think the only thing that's going to happen for him is he has to get that jolt by being traded to a place where he hasn't been catered to and he hasn't had everyone telling him that he's the man and that he doesn't have to do anything to get better. He has to be in a different culture and a different environment and see like what true work is. You got to realize the downside of the process wasn't just that they were just tanking games. It's that they didn't really have a culture of hard work and guys didn't understand what work was because there weren't veterans on that team to show players what it is. They just had a bunch of guys just trying to make it to the league from the G League and everything. And they just threw a bunch of sorry players out there with these good players and then said, hey, we got Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, they're in the playoffs. Fine. But they never had anybody to show them what true work is. So Ben Simmons is kind of warped in terms of what he thinks hard work is. So I think that the Sixers have to do right by him by trading him because this hasn't worked out for him or them. But I think that he needs somebody to be honest with him, and that will only come if he gets a culture shift and being shipped somewhere else. And I know they're asking for the world in exchange for him, and they don't want to just give him away. But they gave away Markelle Fultz. They've done a lot of things. They know that Joel Embiid is their future. You're never going to get a marquee return for a guy who you know everybody knows has to leave. So I just think they got to cut their losses and move on. because he's not going to benefit from staying, and neither are the Sixers.
Do you think he'd be a good fit in Washington? Like, is he a guy they could build around? Because obviously if Beal ever wanted to be traded, that would be a possibility, or at least in theory.
I think you have to find, you know, a team that's built around his skill set. And honestly, I think there already is a team that's out there that's built for him to thrive. It's in San Francisco. That's the team I think that should
Him being the new Draymond or them together? Because I think you don't need Draymond if you got Ben.
I agree. I think that they have to find some way to get him, because I think that if all he has to do is just worry about, you know, being in a dunker spot, you know, bringing the ball up, you know, getting the ball off the Clay and Steph, he'd be in dreamland because he doesn't have to worry about scoring. There won't be any pressure on him to shoot the ball in the last couple of minutes because he got these two guys who can hit every shot on the court. So I think that that is the ideal situation. I think he's open to going there because he knows that's the best situation for him. I just don't think that he's the type of guy who can say, well, let's trade him here and just plug him in, because his game is so weird and unorthodox. You know, he's a triple-double machine, but he can't shoot. But he also demands the ball. But he also messes up your offense because he doesn't look at the basket. But he has to have the ball in his hands. And that just puts everybody in a tough spot. So if he's with a team that has established scorers and shooters, and all he has to do is just facilitate and dish and kick and push the ball in transition, he's in dreamland. But there aren't many teams that are built that can just accommodate him. And once you get him, you got to basically restructure your whole team. Golden State's sitting there ready for him to be the guy to go there and thrive and really elevate them defensively and just be a great playmaker for that squad.
Excellent stuff, Mike. That's our man Michael Lee, Washington Post sports enterprising reporter. We appreciate the time, my man.
Hey, anytime, fellas. And I'm still laughing about RG3.
Oh, man. Rob you'll don't want to see him.
You'll be
Rob
tuned in.
Mess. Rob no, don't want to see
I'm
him.
I'm serious. Rob G, get on it.
All right, Mike. All right, peace, brother. Care. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, when I used to hear this on a Saturday night, I used to get excited. This was just looking forward to seeing this show.
Oh, no, this was one of those must-see, Chris.
Yep.
Remember, yep. We didn't have all the channels. You didn't have all
right,
that.
Right.
It was like we look forward to shows back then.
All of America was watching three stations, one of yep. three stations. It was a great lineup, too. It was Different Strokes, Facts of Life, Love Boat, and then Fantasy Island. Saturday night.
Chris got it down.
I used to love those shows. Sad though, what happened to those cats? But you know, the Different Strokes, right?
Yeah, they had a lot of issues. They certainly did.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna go to Jason Garrett. You remember a few weeks ago, Deion Sanders wanted reporters to call him coach.
We don't play for you. I hate to break it to you.
And I love Deion, but that's funny, man. Like really, like he got mad at them one reporter for calling him Deion. I don't get that at all. But anyway, there was talk, Rob, that Jason Garrett, who's an offensive coordinator now with the New York Giants, he used to be the Cowboys head coach, of course, that he wanted the reporters in New York to call him coach. Here's the sound.
Okay, good to see you guys. Good to see you guys.
Likewise.
Yeah.
See you in person.
Yeah, we say good to see you, coach. That's how we do it. That's how we
saw
it.
Well, Jason, good to see you guys.
I watched the clip too, Rob. I don't think he was saying that he wanted them to call him coach. I just think, you know, it was lighthearted chat.
Yeah, tongue in cheek.
You know,
I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, but you said it. And I think I saw Rob on Twitter when Deion had his situation. I saw people defending Deion, and I saw one guy who claimed to be a reporter saying that, yes, you should call him coach. Like,
oh, no, he didn't. What J school did he go to?
I ain't even going to say who. You know, I don't know. I didn't know who he was.
But you know what I mean. Chris, yeah, he didn't go to J school. There's no way he went to J school.
All the beats I was on, we called Jeff Van Gundy Jeff. We called Mike Fratello Mike. We called John Calipari Cal. You know, I mean, like, come on. Every blue moon,
not
I
coach
might say
Cal.
Coach
right.
or
not
something.
Not Coach
yeah,
Cal,
or,
right.
Yeah, but it's not, and it's not about not respect. It is about I don't play for you.
Right.
Like, if you want to call him coach, go ahead. Right? It's not wrong if a reporter wants to call him, hey, coach, what do you think? But
yeah, but you lose respect for the other reporters, though. I think if you're calling somebody,
I mean, you don't have to defer. You know, it depends on how you write. I mean, are you writing everything he wants you to write, or are you really covering the team legitimately? But I just, this notion, like, and I think a lot of lay people, Rob, don't get it. They don't understand. Like, players got to call you coach. They play for you.
Right.
But a reporter is a peer. You know, he's not under your authority. I don't know if some people understand that.
The only thing I will say, and I brought this up in our pre-show meeting, is that I get the, like, some people never lose that coach tag, Chris. You know, right. Like, I have kids that I coach when they were in Little League, you know, back in the 90s. And they're grown men now and families and kids and all that. And when they see me or text me or call me, they still call me coach to this day.
I'm not surprised. I still call my college basketball coach.
Do you? Hey,
yeah.
Coach.
When we talk coach, we had him on the show, Earl Reed.
That's right.
I probably called him coach on that.
When
I mean,
he,
you know,
he said
it's
how
just,
that you weren't that good. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
No, he was like, yo, his defense was nasty, gritty, tough. No, but you know, like, I mean, if I see... I don't see most of my coaches, but if I see a high school coach, I probably, coach, what's up? Like, you know, it's just, hey, Rob, I still call, like, family, friends, or friends of my parents, you know, Mr. Wilson, you know what I mean? Like,
whatever I called them when I was a kid, yep. I still call them that.
Yep. So, yeah, it is, it's just respect. But, no, as a coach, it's not about disrespecting the coach either, Rob. But I call you by your first name like I would any other adult, you know? All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.